Bonjour à tous, bienvenue à nouveau sur Direct en Jeu. Nous sommes toujours et encore en Irlande et le voyage est magnifique. Une semaine vraiment merveilleuse que nous tenions donc à vous partager. Aujourd'hui, donc jour 3, du moins jour presque 4, je ne sais même plus. En tout cas, donc troisième établissement que nous vous présentons. Nous sommes au Mulroney Hotel, je ne sais pas si je le prononce bien. Hello, nice to meet you. So, on est avec Dermot.
Yep, Dermot Madigan.
Okay. Well, in French, you would say Dermot.
Dermot, okay.
And Dermot. And en Irlandais, how do you say?
Dermot.
Very difficult to say, huh?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, you're the director here of Mulroney Hotel?
Yes, I've been the manager here for the past 15 years.
Okay, wonderful. Yeah. So, tell us about Mulroney Hotel. When was it built?
Yep, the hotel was originally built in 1898, following the arrival of the Great Western Rail Line running from Westport to Achill. So it was built as a holiday destination for people from London and Dublin, and they would come here via the train, and they would stay here for anything from 1 month to 3 months. So that people, we had pleasure boating here in the hotel, there was golf way back there, there was bikes even in the early 1900s, and it's had a it's been a holiday destination since then and has traded successfully since the late 1800s.
It's very early for a holiday destination and it's very long for holidays, 1 to 3 months.
Yep.
But people, each family didn't stay so long.
No. Exactly.
You mean just it was for holiday period?
Yeah, for holiday period. So they would come here and we would have had tea in the afternoon tea in the gardens at the back of the hotel. There would have been tennis courts and stuff. Some of those facilities aren't there right now. But as you can see from our position overlooking Clew Bay, they would have spent a lot of time on the water. Pleasure boating would have been available for them. Golf, and obviously the view is spectacular here overlooking Crowpatrick and Clew Bay.
So it was like really luxury?
Yes, it would have been very high-end at the time. So there was a number of great southern hotels that were built along the railways. So Galway, Kinmare, ourselves would have been people to come and stayed in the three or four locations because it was all interconnected by the railway line. It was easy to get to from Dublin. So and a lot of the market that we would have had in the early 1900s would have actually travelled from London via boat and obviously rail to Mulroney.
Very nice. And so today it's like a hotel with, you told me, rooms, suites and apartments.
Yes.
So you can choose between all this.
Yep, exactly.
People stay from one night to maybe 1 week, 2 weeks.
Yep, they do.
And you have a lot of families.
Yes.
A lot of couples also.
Yes.
Because, people come with their kids and they have plenty of things to do here.
Yes.
I guess, because the region is very beautiful.
Yeah.
So in front of us, we have the sea. So it's nice to have some boat tours, etc. Go swimming, it's possible.
Yeah. There's a blue flag beach just across the road from us.
And see water, how is it?
It's a little bit colder than France, but still very nice.
But it's okay. People go inside.
Absolutely, all the time. Yeah, we have a lifeguard station down there every weekend, so people swim there every weekend.
Until when in the year?
In the year, families would stop swimming around the end of September. But people do go down there. There's a group of swimmers that go sea dipping every morning.
Okay.
And they do that right throughout the winter.
Okay. Yeah, because yesterday when I was at the spa, so I did hammam sauna, I discussed with some men or some, who told me that they came from the fitness club.
Yeah.
Very regularly, and said it was very nice because there were not too much people.
Yeah.
And so how is it here around when you live here?
Yeah.
The whole year. Are there many people here around? How is the population?
The population actually is quite small. It's about 290 people that live in the Mulroney village, so it's quite small. And that expands to over 2,500 with holiday homes in the area.
That's crazy.
Yeah. It goes really, really high.
So you have the, enough space to, enough apartments or hotels here.
Exactly. Yeah. And there would be a lot of holiday homes. So a lot of people would have parents or grandparents would have lived in the area before. So they come back for holidays for summer. And some of them stay for 2 and 3 months with their kids during the summer.
Okay, wonderful. And
enjoy the activities and everything that's available in the area.
Nice. Yeah. So to come back here to the hotel, we were talking about the kids, the couples, etc. You told me just before that kids, for example, you can, when you come here, you the kids can stay with your team.
Yes. Yep.
In the evening.
Yes.
And parents can go and have dinner.
Correct.
Alone.
Yes, exactly.
So and I
get a little
nice.
Get a little me time for the adults. That's what we try and encourage them to book, and for the kids to obviously meet other kids and play and enjoy the space. And as I said, we've lots of games like treasure hunts and fairy trails, animal trails. We do s'mores at night time. We have dedicated movie nights in the evenings, and then during the day we do seashore safari tours. And it's all included in the package when you come and stay with us. And the kids really enjoy it, and we try and get the kids to engage with other kids while they're here, and obviously the parents then get a little bit of me time. They go for a walk in the morning if they're doing a tour, if doing the seashore safari, and at night time then they get a little bit of time to have maybe a glass of wine and a bite to eat without the kids.
Okay, that's nice. And so for the couples, if they want to get married here, it's possible.
Absolutely,
you have a nice celebration room or marriage room, I don't know.
A ballroom. We have a ballroom here. So we do about 55 or 60 weddings a year. So we celebrate with that many couples every year. We have a dedicated space for that.
Okay.
And people get married here on site in civil ceremonies or naturalized ceremonies, or they can get married in the local church, which is just down the road. So they'd be a big part of our business. And then for the couples market, we have seaweed baths, and we have a treatment room for massage. And obviously we're very proud of our food offering here.
Yes, I wanted to talk about this. The restaurant is very beautiful, with a beautiful view, and for the room it's the same. It's amazing in the morning. And we had dinner with you yesterday, so it was very nice. And I saw you get a lot of awards.
Yes,
it's the first time that I come to a hotel and I see so much awards.
Good, that's nice.
It's crazy.
To see.
It's amazing.
We're very proud of it. We have a really good kitchen team, front of house team, and we pride ourselves on the quality of food.
Yeah.
We focus on local produce, working with local suppliers, and we have an initiative called the Gourmet Greenway, which you got a brochure last night with.
So this is something where you're part of.
So we actually created it about 12 years ago. So we work with local producers and artisan food makers, anything beer, wine, whiskey, oysters, barbecued salmon, meat, sausages, we all work together. And then we devise a trail that visitors to the area can come and meet the maker. So they would meet the butcher or...
And this, I have a question about this, because I saw it's like a food trail.
Yes, it's a food trail, yeah.
How many days does it last, or how many hours, or how many producers do we see when we do this?
Okay, well, if you do the whole tour, it's 22 different producers and venues. Wow. So it's not something you can do in a day.
No.
Certainly something you could come. So what a lot of people do is they might have a passion for beer and they like to know how to make it. They might have a passion for oysters and go and meet the oyster maker.
Okay.
So they pick and choose the ones they really are interested in and they do it. If you want to do the whole tour, absolutely.
And you organize it.
We can organize it for you. Yeah, no problem. So they just come and contact us. Or they can also contact the producer or supplier directly. If they just want to meet one, they can email them and they can arrange to meet them.
Okay,
and they can just get a flavor of their food. And it's a real kind of taste of mayo they get when they come here. It's it's very important.
Very nice. Wonderful. Yeah. Okay, so we will continue now with John Lennon.
Okay, yeah.
So just in front of us, we have the picture from which year was it?
1938.
1938. So he went here because he wanted to buy an island just in front of here.
Correct. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So he stayed with us. The island he wanted to buy was Dornish Island, which he did actually buy. So he came to view it with a friend of his that was based in Westport. And they came, they arrived in by helicopter. 1938, it would have been a huge deal for the area. The whole village would have come out to see the helicopter landing. And him coming in, so he stayed with us that night, and he played a track of a tune called Red Moon from his album at the time, and he would have been entertained by local musicians and dancers, and stayed the night, and then the following day he went off to view Dornish Island and then headed back to London.
And so finally he went to his island?
He went to the island, viewed it. The story that we have is that his wife at the time, Yoko Ono, didn't really like the island because some seagulls were flying around her and she felt uncomfortable. So she left. She didn't want to stay there, but he still held ownership of the island at the time. And when he was assassinated, then the island went back to Yoko Ono, and she eventually sold it and passed the money on to a children's charity in Dublin.
Nice. Yeah. Very good. So what are the projects of Morani for these next months?
For the next months, okay. We're just coming out of our summer season. Mm-hmm. So at the moment, we're focusing on our couples markets and stuff. So we would close for 5 or 6 weeks around Christmas.
Okay.
And in the meantime, we are going to, we've done a refurbishment of the lobby and the bar area. And now we're concentrating on the rooms on the first floor. Mm-hmm. So that's our plans for this winter, to continue to build the brand and the product we have here in the hotel.
Mm-hmm. Very nice, very nice. Well, thank you very much.
As well, thank you.
And I hope we'll have the pleasure to come back also with our family.
Please.
Because it's a very nice place.
Yeah, that's lovely to hear, and yeah. Very, very welcome. And just thank visit you. The website, morannyparkhotel.ie, uh-huh. And we'd love to look after you.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you very much.